From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The transportation superintendent for the Tri-Boards Consortium says there weren't many hiccups getting kids to school on buses on day one. Ryan Hartling says that's despite a shortage of drivers.
Right now we are covered. All of our routes are covered with spare drivers and office staff. So no buses are canceled long term.
The only cancellation on the first day of school was in Timmins. The monthly online 50-50 draw for the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation will be around for at least one more year. In fact, Executive Director Jason Laneville says it'll be around as long as the support is there. In its first year, the draw pulled in more than $6 million. Half is paid out in prizes, the other half to medical equipment and hospital infrastructure improvements. Laneville acknowledges that the jackpot dipped in August to only $186,000, but he says it was the same for all 50-50 draws across the region.
I think that's just typical August. People are traveling, nice weather. I think moving forward, September on, we're going to be back on track to that $250,000 average jackpot.
Laneville says tickets are bought right across the region and all over Ontario. Doctors are being advised to be careful about handing out COVID-19 vaccine exemptions. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario says doctors now have the right to say no to granting a patient an exemption if the patient does not have a medical condition that warrants it. The college tells any physicians who find themselves in this situation to clearly and sensitively explain that they cannot provide a note or form, along with the reasons why. You can find more details on what medical conditions do warrant an exemption on MyTimmonsNow.com. We get a chance to hear from the leaders in the federal election campaign tonight during the French language debate. It's the first of two forums for the candidates, with the English version a week from tonight. Election day is September 20th. A report out of China says Canadian businessman Michael Spavor provided photographs of military equipment to fellow Canadian Michael Kovrig. China's state-run Global Times newspaper says the photos were state secrets, and he also gave them to people outside China. Spavor was convicted of espionage in August, and Kovrig is also behind bars. China arrested the so-called two Michaels in December 2018 after Canadian police detained Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Chinese tech giant Huawei, on a U.S. warrant, charging her with sanctions-related fraud. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.